After our extended autumn, we're entering December, the first month that normally gives us a bit of snow. If you love the winter with its snowboarding and freedom from insects, great. But a lot of people hate the cold and darkness. And if you're among those who want our long winters to pass quickly, here's a guide to the 6 milestones to which you should pay attention. Start with darkness. Nearly everyone assumes the gloom is deepest on the solstice, on December 21st. But the actual nadir happens next Thursday, December 7th. It's true that the fewest daily minutes of sunlight is on the solstice, but the darkest afternoon, due to the earliest sunset, is next Thursday. Starting Friday, the sun sets a bit later, and afternoons start to brighten. It's part of a reliable yearly sequence. First comes earliest sunset, December 7th. Then there's the solstice, half a month later, which is the day with the longest night. Then, another 2 weeks later, in January's first week, we get our latest sunrise, giving us our darkest mornings. So, if you've been feeling as if it's been getting dark awfully early, you're right. We're now slam bang at the low point of afternoon sunshine. And since far more people are awake and aware of things at 4:30 p.m. than at 6 in the morning, you can forget about the official shortest day of the year. So far as what most folks actually experience, now is winter's darkest time, and now is when it turns around. The fourth milestone is the coldest week of winter, which statistically is the third week of January. The fifth milestone is Groundhog Day, which is the midpoint of winter. And the final milestone in our six-step program comes the week before the March equinox, when days and nights are again equal, and the midday sun starts being strong enough to warm your skin. But the first milestone comes this week, when our afternoons start to brighten. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.